The students are very, very divided because there is a Sandinista student union who obviously are part of the government structures. But I suppose we like pretty much everything else. I think it probably completely and absolutely underestimated the undercurrents, kind of cross-cutting undercurrents of grievances there were against the government. Some of the students would have picked up on all the grievances that the feminist movement has against the government around the anti-abortion law, but kind of in fundamental disagreement around the government's perception of empowerment of women. The other thing that has fueled all this very intensely is the role of social media. The mobilizations of the students have been incredibly effective and very, very quickly, and it's largely because they're mobilized through social media. But obviously, like over the entire globe, it's also been an incredible source of disinformation. Nicaragua has a reputation, for particularly Managua, for being a complete rumor factory. So that definitely some of the things going on through the social media have definitely fanned the flames of things that are going on. And just one little anecdote from, I've got a friend of mine who's got a son who's a medical student at the university, who's been involved in some of the protests. So his son suddenly gets this message via WhatsApp to say a friend of his had been kidnapped by the police and has been suffering death threats. And so immediately that goes round to, you know, I don't know how many hundred people via WhatsApp. And an hour or so later, a friend turns up perfectly safe, saying, "What police? And I don't have WhatsApp." And the dozens of those kind of stories, or the airport's closed. No, the airport was never closed, or the water's being cut off. The water was never cut off.